Newsweek claims Donald Trump was not really shot because only part of a bullet may have hit him. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 25, 2024. Newsweek is facing social media backlash after downplaying the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump by suggesting he was only hit with part of a bullet instead of an intact bullet. The Newsweek article is titled "Donald Trump Might Not Have Been Shot After All." Newsweek attempts to justify this title by pointing to testimony from FBI Director Christopher Wray, wherein Wray said, with respect to former President Trump, "There's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear." For those of you who care about the meaning of the word, shrapnel is a piece of a bullet or, when on a battlefield, of the ordnance or other weapon deployed to kill or maim an enemy. Merriam-Webster defines shrapnel as one, a projectile that consists of a case provided with a powder charge and a large number of usually lead balls and that is exploded in flight, and two, bomb, mine, or shell fragments. In other words, Trump was shot regardless of whether he was hit by an intact bullet or by pieces of that bullet, i.e., shrapnel. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally. X users mocked Newsweek over the post diminishing the assassination attempt. One X user wrote, "He was definitely shot. Y'all are weird." Another wrote, "Alex Jones got sued for less," and yet another opined, "Wow. Newsweek has just outed itself as a radical left drag sheet. As if we didn't know." One other X user's response was, "You people are disgusting ghouls." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a Ph.D. in military history. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.